So this is Wendy Anderson, and I'm at Raven Landing on May 3rd, 2017 with Ken Weaver. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you today?
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Where you were born or where you grew up?
Well, I was born in Minnesota, and I actually lived there until I came up here, actually.
When was that?
Yeah, well, let me see, in 1952.
Wow.
I came up out of high school with a friend of mine whose parents were working up here. They were living here, but they had just moved up here in Fairbanks. So I came up to work the summer in construction. My dad had worked here in 1942 on the Elkan Highway. He was a cement mason like I was, and like I had become at that time. But anyway, so he had told me about the country, and I thought, well, I didn't know what I wanted to do for sure when I got out of high school, so I was here 5 days after I got out of high school. So.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So of course, the country had changed a lot, and he had only got as far as Dawson Creek.
On the Elkan?
Working the Elkan Highway. He worked on bridges and that. He was a cement mason also.
Uh-huh. And what kind of work did you do here in Fairbanks then, right out of high school?
I went to work for the Laborers Union Construction because I, grew up around construction. So, And I worked the first couple years as a laborer in construction. Then I had already knew masonry work as a background. So then I went into the masonry work and eventually worked out of the Plasters and Cement Masons Union on construction.
Any interesting projects you want to tell about what you worked on, or any secret projects?
I worked on, I think, about every bridge north of Fairbanks, and there weren't many in those days, but I was single, and wanted to be out in the bush anyway. It paid room and board, and being single, it sort of appealed to me. So I worked a lot of bush jobs.
Like on the Stees?
On the Stees, on the Alcan, not the Alcan, but south down around Delta and different places.
Any other memories or stories about your early times in Fairbanks or about your early life in Minnesota? What part of Minnesota did you grow up in?
Oh, just a little town about 120 miles northwest of Minneapolis. And
Park Rapids?
No, south of Park Rapids, about 30 miles, Osakis. O-S-A-K-I-S.
Oh, I know, Osakis. Yeah.
Anyway, I was born and raised there. So, and I actually never left the area till I got out of high school, and I was up here 5 days later. So it was really interesting to me, And my dad had told me different stories about parts, but he never got this far north.
Sure.
So.
You want to talk about your fondest memories about growing up or about in Alaska? Anything else you want to tell about your life?
Well, pretty much, I guess I pretty much worked construction most of my life.
Yeah.
Outside of I joined the Fairbanks Fire Department through some friends of mine that were on it at the time. So I actually retired from the Fairbanks Fire Department. But that was back in 60s, actually.
So. You retired from the fire department?
Yeah. No, I retired from the fire department in 1984.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But I had joined the fire department in 1961, I think.
I see. And what brought you to Raven Landing?
Well, I just, you know, heard about it. I forgot what did what actually brought me here. After my wife passed away, I never cared much for cooking to start with, so I figured, well, it sounded good to me where I wouldn't have to cook my own meals anymore, so.
Yeah.
That was probably the big thing, and then just a nice, clean, pleasant place to be.
So. Mm-hmm. So, what was your favorite age, or what was your favorite age, your favorite part of your life, as you're going back, thinking about your life?
Oh, I guess probably when I first came up here, you know, I travel around in construction to different areas, and I just enjoyed seeing the country and getting around. So.
Anything else you want to have on this recording? It's your story.
Yeah, well, that's, I don't know why. I guess not.
Okay. I think we're done then.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.